Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams, and away we go here on this Tuesday, May the 12th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today, and has become customary every Tuesday since the beginning of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, and will be customary through the end of the month of May. At this point, that's where we have it, but who knows? That's one thing we've all learned through this whole thing, is if you think anything's for sure, you're wrong. Nothing's for sure. But one thing that's for sure right now, though, we know, is we're joined by our pal, the mayor of the city of Marion, Mayor Scott Scherzer. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on again. I can't believe, is it week 9 that we're in, Scott?
I think so.
Man, who would have thought, huh?
Who would have thunk it as we came into 2020 that this would be happening?
No, I think when 2020 is over, we're all going to look back retrospectively and say, kind of, wow, what did we just go through? How did we handle it? What could we have done better? What could we have done different? And I think at all levels of government, including public health, we'll have a kind of an assessment afterwards, kind of a debrief on all levels that we have gone through. At least I hope we do, because I think, for the most part, good decisions have been made, at least here in Ohio and locally. But obviously, not everybody is happy with every decision. I get that. But I'm going to say, for the most part, good decisions were made.
You know, Mayor, I want to start out here because we're about to come into a week where some decisions are happening, and today some decisions will happen. Some retail outlets will open back up on Friday. The barbers, the hair salons will open back up. People will be allowed to eat outside. Next week, people will be allowed to eat inside with some restrictions. None of us has a crystal ball, but how do you think this is all going to play out? I know Tracy was on in hour number one this morning, and she says the health department's getting a lot of calls.
Well, look, I think when we look at the reopening of the state, the reopening of the local economy, we obviously, as I have said through this whole pandemic, we take our lead from Columbus, in this case, the governor and Dr. Acton, and then Tracy Kinsler takes her lead from Dr. Acton and Ohio Public Health. I think that we've done a really good job here locally. I think we just need to continue to be mindful that the disease is still out there, and we are reopening. You're seeing more activities in our community, and you know, we need to kickstart the economy and get people back to work, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that, but there are still people out there that are very concerned for their health. And then you have another segment of the population that is chomping at the bit to get back to work, and I understand that as well. And that's a difficult balancing act. And so I like how the governor is taking it in steps to eventually get us to a full-blown reopening of everything. But I think it's retail. All retails can open up today. And as you said, then hair salons and barbers and then outdoors dining. So those are the kinds of things that we'll begin to see. And how we handle them as citizens, as the public, what we do will determine what gets opened up next. And if there's a spike, I don't know what the recommendations will be. I hope there's not a spike. I hope we're coming through the worst of this storm that we're in right now for the past 9 weeks. So only time will tell, Scott, to answer your question.
Mayor, one thing we talked about last week was the Marion County Fair canceling this year, a lot of fireworks programs canceling already. We don't know about the Popcorn Festival. You said there'll be a meeting on May 21st where that will be discussed further. And when we had Tracy Kinsler on earlier, I asked her about that, and she said if she had to make the decision today, she felt that a crowd of that size, even in September, would be too risky, were her words. In the Aquatic Center, supposed to open usually on Memorial Day. Has any of this changed since last week?
No, the phone conference is still on for the 21st with the Popcorn Committee. I think that those are decisions that are made by committee. You have to have the discussion with the Popcorn Committee and the city, where the two key players in the Popcorn Festival. I want to hear what they have to say, and I hope likewise they want to hear what the city has to say, and then we'll arrive at a decision. Oftentimes, it's an economic decision. So again, there is that balance between an economic decision and a health and welfare decision. And how do you balance that out? What happens in September? We really don't know. I understand it from Tracy Kinsler's perspective as a public health professional that she is. But there are other sides to look at, and I hope that we're taking the opportunity to look at all sides in the situation when it comes to the Popcorn Festival. And likewise goes for reopening city government. Right now, we do not know if the pool will open. We do not know what guidelines the governor may impose upon public pools and other public venues. So right now, the pools are closed. The parks are closed. The senior center is closed, as well as City Hall and other government buildings. Now, we're working. The parks guys are mowing the lawns because people are allowed into the parks. We don't, again, know about the pool because we have a lot of prep work to do. And if we're not going to open the pool, then we're not going to do that prep work. It costs us thousands of dollars to fill the pool with water. We obviously have to, like everybody else in Marion, we buy our water off Aqua America. We refer to it as city water, but I can find no historical records where the city of Marion ever owned or ran the municipal water supply. It's always been privately owned that we've been able to find. So those are decisions that are yet to be made, and I tend to maybe lean a little bit Tracy's way when it comes to the Aquatic Center, because if the governor says 100 people or less, we can have up to 500-plus people in that Aquatic Center on a warm, sunny summer's day. And so we would not be able to comply with the health regulations that may be imposed on future gatherings.
You know, Mayor, you talked about it there. The governor has talked about it in the beginning, as well it should have been. This was very medical. This was keep people safe, keep people healthy, save people's lives. But the economics of this are going to figure in. This started in the middle of March. We're now looking at the middle of May. And economics are figuring in at this point because things are opening back up, even though we don't have a solution to this COVID problem as of yet. What is the balance in your own mind right now between economic and medical at this point?
Well, that's a great question. I think we're all kind of still trying to figure that out. We have to be mindful of the economic side and what it does to whether it's your household budget. Okay, many people have car payments, house payments, tuition to pay for college or higher education, just your general utility bills. So it you can break it down to micro and macro. I can tell you that the city government right now is doing okay when it comes to the economic side and the economic impact of COVID-19. Many of our largest employers in the Marion community have been able to stay open and operational during this pandemic. So that obviously they're working and they're paying in for their municipal income tax. So we're holding our own right now. We're very cautious and very careful here in city government about expenditures during COVID-19 pandemic, but we're also starting to see a little bit of assistance from the federal government and some of the legislation that they have passed in Washington, helping out the police department, the fire department, getting reimbursed through FEMA for our expenses that we would not have had if it were not for COVID-19. And we have all had additional expenses. I'm quite sure even your own household has had additional expenses. The price of things have continued to go up because of the supply chain. We seem to be getting everything that we need here in Marion and Central Ohio and even Ohio, but we can see in other parts of our country where there are shortages of certain types of items that the consumer relies upon and their household. So economically, it is a balancing act. I don't know that the state or the federal or local or your household has quite found that balancing act, but you know, we are reopening. That is a reality. So that is something that we have to deal with and make sure that we are as safe as we can be through the reopening process.
A lot of conversation has been made here in the month of May, certainly about high school graduations. I know there were conferences and calls going on last week about how this is going to be done, what it's going to look like. What have you heard and seen as the week progressed last week?
Well, I've been primarily focused on Harding, Marion City Schools, because, you know, all the city schools is inside the city limits. There are some county schools that kind of creep into the city limits a little bit. I don't know that most people understand that school boundaries have nothing to do with the city's boundaries. They're two different political jurisdictions. So we have been, Chief Collins and myself, and I know Chief Collins has talked to Tracy Kinsler. I've talked to Superintendent Irusi a number of times, as well as he has talked to Chief Collins and Tracy Kinsler about what Harding is planning on doing. And I think under the unique circumstances that we're living, what they're doing is probably the safest and the best thing to do, as opposed to doing nothing, which would be the ultimately safe thing to do. But I think we all want to do something for our graduating seniors this year. In the drive-through graduation, as they have planned out, is a good step in the right direction. I realize that not all graduating seniors will attend the drive-through graduation at Marion Harding, and some may choose to just have their diplomas mailed to them. I'm more concerned about the social gatherings after graduation, you know, the graduation party and family and friends. How do you comply with the 10 people or less and social distance and, you know, get family members that you might not have seen for a while to maybe wear a mask? You know, generally in your own family, in your own household, they're not requiring you to wear masks or encouraging. Require maybe is too strong of a word. But I think it's a good move doing the drive-through graduations. I know other schools I have heard are doing other variations of, and I'm not really tuned into what the county schools are doing.
As far as the city of Marion goes and what is going on, what's changing here over the next 7 days, what has happened in the last 7 days, just what's going on with the city?
Well, you know, we've been dealing with a couple of things lately. First of all, I would want your listeners to know that the programs that we normally do this time of year are running full force. So we talked about yard waste collections began last week. That is in full force right now, and we're staying on schedule. We may be a little slow in your neighborhood on certain days because yard waste is a little bit heavier than normal because so many people have been staying at home. But I expect and hope that that will stay on schedule as long as everybody in the sanitation department can continue to be healthy. We're requiring our employees to wear masks, take temperatures, hand sanitize, social distance when possible. And that's a key right there when you get back into the workforce. How possible and likely is it to keep 6 feet apart? Many times it's just not possible, so you have to fall back on the masks and the hand sanitizing and other things that Dr. Acton and Tracy Kinsler has recommended that we do. So well, we're doing that. The weed and grass program is in full force right now. Everybody is working, up and running. So if you want to report tall weeds and grass on a property that may not be taken care of by the property owner in the manner that it should be, we have run the weed and grass. I think this is the third season that the city has run it. The health department used to, but Cindy Thrapp is coordinating the weed and grass effort. So if you call Cindy at 740-387-2248, you can report tall weeds and grass, and then she will send Jeff out to do the investigation, and Cindy often goes out and does that with Jeff, not together but separately. And then we'll get our weed and grass mowing crew out there as soon as we have followed due process of the law. We have to post the property, we have to notify the owner, and then we can go in and mow the property, and then we will bill the owner of the property. And many times we find that the owner does pay the bill, believe it or not. But if they don't, then it gets assessed to the property taxes next tax cycle over at the county. So that's up and running. We have been working with a couple of downtown restaurants to try and accommodate outdoor seating, which, as you said, begins on Friday. I guess I'd kind of forgotten, but in 2016, the city did pass an ordinance for outdoor seating in the downtown district. So we have the regulations already in place for any downtown restaurant that wants outdoor seating, but you have to comply with the city ordinance as well as ADA, which is American with Disabilities compliance. That's a federal regulation. We need 5 feet of unobstructed walkway on the city streets in order for downtown dining to exist. So we need that walkway open, and then there are some other guidelines. You have to fill out a form. We need to know about it. We need to inspect it and make sure that the 5 foot is, you're in compliance with that. So outdoor seating, weed and grass. On Sunday, I attended a groundbreaking ceremony for what we call Tiny House Pilot Program. You may remember last year that we had two local pastors and two churches that had a vision, and they stuck with that vision, and they have a willing partner, Ark Healthcare Foundations out of Columbus, that is willing to build these tiny houses, and we did the groundbreaking on these tiny house properties on Sunday. Bishop Draper of Mount Zion Baptist Church on Fairground Street and Pastor Corey Rogers are the two pastors that I'm referring to, and I know the Marion Star was there. I know MONN was there, but I haven't seen anything yet, but I didn't see the paper yesterday. So we'll have these tiny houses as a pilot project. It's transitional housing. We want to see how it goes for a full year after they're built and people are living in them on whether we move forward. There were a lot of government agencies involved in the tiny house program. It was vetted by regional planning, city planning, the Board of Zoning Appeals, city council. So everybody had a say in the tiny house pilot project, and I hope and that it will be successful. You know, we've torn down a lot of houses in our community since I've been mayor, and that was much needed. But now we need to make sure that we are replacing some of the houses that we have torn down. We don't want a housing shortage like we see in the Columbus market, where it's tough to find an affordable house in your market, in your category that you can afford.
Mayor, before I let you go here today, as things are changing, I would say this is probably the biggest change we've had to open. The next 7 days will be the biggest change we've seen in opening things back up. What are the concerns at this point so we can make it through this period okay?
Well, the concerns are healthcare related, the health and welfare of our citizens. As you go back, and so many people need a haircut, Scott, and I'm one of them. You know, what are the health requirements to go get your haircut, to go to the beauty salon, to outdoor seating, to retail. I think we all need to be mindful. We're all being asked to do something we don't normally do. I don't think it's a huge ask to wear a face mask. I was at some retail establishments that had remained open through the pandemic over the weekend doing some preparing for some yard projects, and I found that most people weren't wearing a face mask. In fact, I seem to be one of the few that were. But many of the employees at these establishments were, and I think that's a good thing. So I hope that the employers continue to encourage, not mandate, not make, but strongly encourage their employees to wear facial coverings and practice all the social distancing and things that we need to do. And I would hope that the public at large would also do that. But again, I don't think we can mandate it, but we can strongly encourage it. One last thing, Scott, if I might. This week is Peace Officers Memorial Week, and Friday is Peace Officers Memorial Day. If you drive by City Hall at night, you'll notice that the lobby is aglow in blue light to honor peace officers, not only here locally, but across the country.
Mm. Very important stuff, to be sure. Mayor Scott Schertzer, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and we will do it again next Tuesday.
Sounds great. I look forward to it, Scott, and stay healthy out there.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Mayor of the City of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Stuff that we need to pay attention to be sure. If anybody has any questions or comments, go ahead, give us a ring. 740-383-9944. 37 and a half minutes. And so important to remember what Tracy Kinsler said earlier on, because as the mayor said, we're all going to be looking for a haircut. We're all going to be looking for a hair salon or barber shop or something this coming weekend, I have the feeling. And you do have to wear a mask. And I would guess these barber shops probably are not going to have masks. So if you're not wearing a mask, you might want to get one. I would hate to have you show up at the barber shop and not have a mask on and be turned away after you had that tremendous wait, just because the barber shops will be busy to get your hair cut. So that's important. 740-383-9944. Okay, what else did I want to talk about here this morning? Oh, fishing. Because here's something you can do in the midst of your social distancing and all this sort of thing. I think that I need to get my fishing license, but that's no big chore. I've looked into that. But I need to take somebody fishing who is not going to be a pain in the keister. I love that word keister. I don't know where it came from, but I love the word keister. It's a way to clean up whatever you're saying. I'm not sure who I want to take. Because when you go fishing, you go out for a period of time, and the weather's about to warm up, and you know we're heading into Memorial Day, so on and so forth. You know, I've got to have some good qualities in this person, because I've got to be able to talk to them, because we're going to be out there a long time. And to be honest with you, I have a lot of friends who I don't know that I want to sit out and talk to for that long a period of time. So this has got to be somebody who I want to talk to, somebody who wants to be there, because you don't want to take somebody who doesn't like fishing or who doesn't want to be there, and it's got to be somebody who you can deal with. So this is my new goal. I am going to find the person who either wants to or I want to go fishing very soon, because this fishing trip is going to happen, I hope, in the month of May. May is a good month to go fishing, July, June, July, all those sort of things. And I want to report back to you on what happens on this fishing trip. So I'm going to figure this out. But if anybody has any thoughts on this, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I may have a surprise for you coming up in the next couple days, and I think it'll be something that'll be very positive and I think you will like. But I say it's a surprise because I can't say it yet, but it's definitely coming. So you will not want to miss that for love nor money. 40 minutes past the hour here. Now, I'm glad we got to praise in hour number one, the person who I wanted to praise, because I think praise is important. And this morning, there were a couple people I wanted to mention, and we ended up and decided on this particular person who, very quickly again, I just want to mention it quickly because I think it deserves to be mentioned, that when this whole COVID thing started, back in March. We had an older lady call in. She needed groceries. She needed help. She didn't have any family members around. And she called on the air and she gave her phone number. And I found out that somebody did go to her house, buy her groceries, get her everything she needed, took care of her. And I could not have been more highly impressed with that. So that person, as I said, in hour number one, Cubs cap off to them, totally impressed. And this morning, getting to mention somebody who did something really great and something to be proud of. And I, as I say, I know who it is because I found out who it was through a bit of circumstance, but I really don't want to say their name on the air because I don't know if they would want me to say their name on the air because I know they didn't do it for that. They didn't do all this nice stuff for that reason. And I also want to mention the truck drivers. We had a truck driver call in hour number one who is out there getting it done in this COVID mess like everybody else. And the truck drivers certainly need to be mentioned. The farmers need to be mentioned. There are so many people who we forget to mention and leave out, unfortunately, during this time that, you know, it's just important. Anybody who's out there working, let's throw a broad blanket. Anybody who's out there working, anybody who is continuing to do what they need to do, just needs to be very, very well praised. And of course, all of our police officers fall into that category. People at the sheriff's office, medical, firefighters, everything that they're doing to keep us safe. And the whole supply chain as well. You know, restaurants have remained open. And those people, whether they think so or not, are putting themselves in harm's way to a certain degree. So there is that as well. Now, I normally do not tell medical stories on the air. And I'm going to kind of dance around this medical story because I really, well, you know, I'll tell you if I have a headache or I'll tell you if I told back in March when I had that week where I wasn't really feeling good. And to be honest with you, I don't quite know the reason, but this particular like last 2 day period, even though the weather has not been great, I have felt great. I don't know what's going on, but I have felt like a real 10 the last couple of days. Now, I'm not saying I normally don't feel good. I normally do feel good and I'm pretty happy, but the last 2 days have been particularly happy, and I don't know what that's all about, but we'll stick with it at this particular time. But here's the medical story, just because I think this is kind of interesting. Okay. Yesterday, you know, everybody's taking temperatures in this time of COVID-19. Temperatures are a big thing. Everybody's taking temperatures. Okay, and they call them wellness checks and all that. So yesterday, I really had not had my temperature taken in a long time because I have not felt sick. I haven't been to the doctor. I haven't really needed to do any of that. So I haven't had my temperature taken in a long time. So yesterday, I'll just say this. I went somewhere where, because, you know, you don't want to get too personal here, but I went somewhere and that I would not have been able to go over the last few weeks during the COVID thing. So I go somewhere, and one of the tasks is to take a temperature, which I don't care if you take my temperature. That's no big deal. Now, we all know what the temperature should be. The temperature should be 98.6 degrees. That's what your body temperature should be. So, I'm getting ready to have my temperature taken, and my temperature's always been fine. I've never had a temperature problem, and everybody's worried to death about your temperature going up during this COVID thing because that causes problems when your temperature gets over 100. That, you know, could be COVID or could be flu or any other number of things. So, I go in, and they break out the thermometers, and they take my temperature. And I hear the machine register the temperature. You know, you hear the beeping. And I see the person who's taking the temperature look at the temperature gauge kind of oddly, like, it was kind of like they got a weird reading. That's what went through my mind. What in the world are they seeing? And immediately it popped in my mind, even though I felt perfectly fine, I thought, oh no, I must have a temperature. This is not good. Because you don't want to have a temperature right now because of this whole COVID thing and so on and so forth. You don't want to be up in the hundreds. I didn't feel hot, but I thought, oh no, I have a temperature. So the person's kind of looking funny and looking at the machine, and they say, well, we want to take the temperature again. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of strange. Why would you want to take the temperature again? And I said, well, what was my temperature? And the person looks at me and says, 91 degrees. Now, 91 degrees. Now, remember, your temperature is supposed to be 98.6 degrees. My temperature registered at 91 degrees. And this is a thermometer that is being used all day. So I assume it's a working thermometer. Now, they had two thermometers. So they go again with the thermometer, and they do it again, and 92 degrees. So anything below 95, my understanding is hypothermia. Now, clearly, I was not in hypothermia yesterday. I don't think I'm in hypothermia now. I don't feel bad at all. I don't have any symptoms, problems, anything. No problems at all. So, and you know, the whole COVID thing and the flu thing is high temperature. And here I am at 91 and 92. So they have another thermometer there because now they're thinking there's something wrong with this thermometer. So they grab the other thermometer and they do the temperature, 91.8. So at that point, they just gave up and said, well, you know, we think you're okay. Now, here's the thing. I really don't know what happened. I would find it hard to believe that both thermometers were broken. I would find it hard to believe that they were just wrong or something was wrong with my forehead. I don't know what was going on yesterday because clearly I do not have a temperature. Clearly I felt fine. And for some reason, my temperature is 91 and 92 degrees or somewhere in that neighborhood, 91.8. Now, does anybody have any reasoning for this? Because it never did register any better than that. It never went up any. It never jumped up. It was just what it was. So, any explanation for that at all? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have an explanation or thought or anything like that has ever happened to you before. And again, I feel fine. I think I'm fully functional here this morning. And as I say, the last 2 days I have felt better, you know, just overall good than I normally do. So I don't know what that's all about. If anybody has any thoughts, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. 91, 92, and 91.8. Whatever that is all about. I have no idea. But I thought that was an interesting medical story. So that today is our trip into the world of the medical field. Let's take a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. You're thanking everybody for helping everybody else. Do you realize what you do for the people?
Well, I wouldn't think that much, to be honest.
Well, you do a lot. There's so many people that live alone, and you're always there to talk about uplifting things. So thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I like coming in here. I like doing this, so I don't really think about it. But anybody who's living alone and anybody who's enjoying this program, I thank you. And trust me, it's always the audience, because if there was no audience, it'd be highly unlikely that I would be here doing this. So I thank you for doing everything that you do. The audience is very important. And in my field here, radio, that is the chain of command. You've got to have an audience. If you don't have an audience, you don't have a show. So I thank you. But the telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, feel free to buzz in. 51 minutes past the hour, Tuesday, May the 12th, 2020. Now, don't forget that coming up today, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2 to 3 p.m., and then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4 to 5 p.m. and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5 to 6 p.m. tonight right here on WWGH Radio. And, you know, I assume I'll be back tomorrow, 91, 91.8, 92 degree temperature and all, but I will be here enjoying doing something. I don't know what's on the show tomorrow, but I do know that there could be a special announcement coming up very soon. As soon as I get the okay, as soon as I get the thumbs up on this, I'll give you the special announcement, and that will be very cool, to be sure. And again, does anybody else want to give any praise to anybody? I like this idea. I like picking people up, and I like saying it on the air, because I think some people need to be praised, need to be complimented, need to be set aside for the good stuff that they're doing in their lives, and that's what I want to continue to do here. These are the public airwaves. They're your airwaves. Go ahead, caller.
Well, my problem is, Scott, I watch the governor, and I've never yet see him say one word about the sign language people that work endlessly. Never give them a thank you or nothing. At least I've never heard it. I don't know if anybody else has.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because they certainly are there and certainly have been there from day one. I don't know if he's ever mentioned them or not. I haven't listened to every press conference, but it's a shame if he hasn't, and I hope he has.
Well, I have too, and, you know, I wanted to call somebody and say, hey, Gov, give him a shout-out, you know?
Well, yeah, you know, these people are all working very hard, and, you know, as I've said from the beginning, not every decision is going to be right, but people like the sign language, people like the reporters, people like the governor, people like the lieutenant governor, people like Dr. Acton, you don't have to agree with everything they do, but they are there most every day doing the best they can.
And I realize it's tireless work for them, you know, everything. I just felt kind of bad that I've never heard anything about her. So,
well, no,
both are matter of fact.
Well, no, it's a very good point. I thank you for calling in.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And again, the phone lines are open if you want to call in. There's anything like that. Those are the type of calls we're taking this morning, 740-383-9944, 54 minutes past the hour. But complimenting people is so important. And if you can use the name, that's good too. Because even though people aren't asking for compliments, I think sometimes they need them. They need a pick-me-up. They need to know that they're important. They need to know why they're important. And the sign language people certainly fall into that. Go ahead, caller.
Have anybody ever mentioned the farmers?
Well, you know, I threw them in earlier on, but I agree with you. Yeah.
You don't hear much. You don't hear much about the farmers.
And that's a shame, because they're out there doing their job.
They are, and we need them if we want to eat.
If we want that chain of supply is very important.
Yes. Okay, that's what I'm thinking of them.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And again, if you want to compliment anybody, that's what we're doing here. And this is very important. 740-383-9944, 55 minutes past the hour. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just keep on calling back. 740-383-9944. It is important, as I say, to compliment people. Do it by name, as long as you mean it. As long as it's absolutely honest. Now, you know, this morning, here's a cool thing about not saying negative stuff about people, because we tend to the negative all the time, and I'll get back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. I wanted to call and acknowledge the people that deliver meals to the shut-ins. They really need a lot of drivers, and they are very particular how we do it, so that we don't pass it on or whatever, that we don't even see the clients. We just set their meals at their door. But we have several in the community that really does need. And I also want to thank you, Scott, because with your program, it's kind of like listening in to the old guys over at McDonald's, their conversations. So I thank you very kindly.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and to mention the people who are delivering meals, that's very important. I know Glenn Coble had on the Meals on Wheels folks right at the beginning of this whole COVID thing, and that is a very important that's a very important thing, because these shut-ins and older people who can't get out have to have food, and it's been a scary time to visit people and see that sort of thing, and these people do it every day, and make no mistake, they are heroes in this whole pandemic that we're involved in. And I thank you for the compliment. I like coming here. I like doing this. This is fun for me every morning. This is, dessert to come here and do this. And I'm glad that it does feel like a conversation, because I like talking directly to you. I like when you talk to me. I like having those conversations. I like not knowing what's going on when I come in here in the morning. And so I appreciate that. That's a great compliment to me, to say it's like listening in on a conversation at McDonald's, because that's what I want this show to be. I want this not to be, CNN or Fox News or anything. I want this to be a conversation that we have every morning between you and me. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Here's something I haven't heard anybody mention, and it's one of my favorite summertime activities. The drive-ins are open.
Interestingly enough, on my Facebook the other day, because I was reading an article about how drive-in theaters are going to be making a comeback this summer because of this COVID.
Yeah, because if you think about it, they're already socially distant.
They are, and it's a fun thing to do when the weather's warm.
Oh, yeah. I love the drive-in. And, I would just chime in with the other callers. But this radio station is a constant source of, information and entertainment, and I enjoyed listening to it. And you guys, all of you, do a great job down there. So thank you for everything that you guys do in the media down there.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. Well, I really do appreciate the compliments. But as I say, and I think I speak for everybody who does a show here, it's not necessary. We like doing it. It's dessert. We like being with you. We hope you like being with us. And it's a club. There was a listener not too long ago who said this was like a family, the radio family, the people who call in, the people who are on the air. And I feel that way. So I'm glad you stick with us each and every morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It's interesting because sometimes the entertainment is on purpose and sometimes it's not. You just have to depend on the morning. But I'm so glad it's like a conversation you're listening in on, because really that's what it is to me. I don't know what I'm going to say morning to morning. Like this morning, I had planned something else to say and had to scratch that out and go another route. But that's what I wanted to say, was that this morning there was something else I was going to talk about compliment wise and then I just had to change it for a reason, no big reason, but I have a lot of people in my life who I want to compliment, so I was able to find somebody else very quickly and get them in there, and I'm kind of happy about that, and I hope you have more than one person to compliment in your life as well. So hopefully we have a big announcement tomorrow, and I hope everybody has the greatest day. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy at 2 o'clock, Voice of a People at 4 o'clock, and the Pastor Spot at 5 o'clock, and I'll be back tomorrow. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real. because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them, more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness